Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Two ways to handle a crisis. Oswald Chambers wrote, "A man must decide whether he will be identified with the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, which will mean the turning out not only of the old man, but of the old responsible intelligence, the old bondage, the old legalism, the things which used to guide the life before, and the forming of a totally new mind." It works out this way. In your practical life, you come to a crisis where there are two distinct ways before you. One, the way of ordinary, strong, moral common sense, and the other, the way of waiting on God until the mind is formed which can understand His will. Any amount of backing will be given you for the first line, the backing of worldly people and of semi-Christian people, but you will feel the warning, the drawing back of the Spirit of God. And if you wait on God, study His Word, and watch Him at work in your circumstances, you will be brought to a decision along God's line, and your worldly backers and your semi-Christian backers will fall away from you with disgust and say, "It is absurd. You are getting fanatical." From Oswald Chambers' book, Biblical Psychology. When you have to deal with a crisis, there are two options. One, use your common sense and the good ideas of others, or two, do it God's way. God's ways usually defy the world's common sense. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, says God, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, and chapter 3, verse 19. If you want to try to do it the common sense way, go ahead. God will let you try it, and a lot of people will encourage you to keep at it. But I think you will quickly find that the God sense way is so much better. Although very quickly, your former backers and cheerleaders will look at you as a fanatic. C.S. Lewis said, "There are two kinds of people, those who say to God, 'Thy will be done,' and those to whom God says, 'All right then, have it your way.' You must decide how you will respond in a crisis."
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.